V'yesh lomar od. So we're doing the Netivot Shalom on Parshat Toldot, and we had seen that the story of the older and the younger can be an allusion to the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Ra. And we could say furthermore, says the Netivot Shalom, Peperush Omero, in explaining the verse that says, V'yado chesed ba'akev Esav v'yikra shemo Yaakov, when the verse says his hand was holding the heel of Esav and they called him Yaakov, Be'ekdema she'tzarich bi'ur, with introducing firstly what needs to explain about that they called his name Yaakov, al shem v'yado chesed ba'akev Esav, they named him Yaakov based on the fact that his hand was holding onto the heel. Hare achizat yado ba'akev Esav, but the fact that his hand was holding the heel of Esav, haitarak ba'etahi, was only then. That second he's born, he grabs his heel. That's not a consistent thing. And therefore, why kara kadosh baruch hu shmo Yaakov? Why did God name him Yaakov al shem ze? Because of this, it seems like there's an eternal thing. He's going to hold on to the heel. He was born. He held on to the heel. Finished. He let go of the heel. Why was he named Yaakov for that? Bechem tzarich beyur. And so too, we have to explain madu akra shmo Yaakov velo Akev. Why was he called Yaakov? If he was holding on to the heel and you want to name him after that, call him Akev, call him heel. Why you call him Yaakov, will heel? The Yesh Lomar Bazeh, so we could say with regard to this, Kedita Basfrim HaKadoshim, like the Holy Works write, the Ekev, that the word Ekev is an acronym, it is Rashi Tevot for Kadesh Atzmecha B'Mutav. Ekev is an acronym in reverse order, not in reverse order, in a different order. The Kuf is Kadesh, the Ayin is Atzmecha, and the Beis is Bimutar. Sanctify yourself by distancing yourself from that which you are permitted to have. And you don't say, well, if I could live it up, so I'll live it up. What's wrong? I'll go to a kosher beach in the Bahamas and spend my days there. I'll go to a kosher movie and I'll spend my nights there. Chazal say, don't look for the things that are mutar and live it up. The person has to sanctify himself even with what's mutter. What's wrong? It's kosher meat, so I'm eating meat all morning. No, you're not supposed to live your life pressing. This, make yourself holy by distancing yourself even from that which is permitted. The zehu, and that is the concept of the yado ochezet ba'akev Esav. His hand was holding on to the heel of Esav. Akev, we just said, is kadesh atzmecha b'mutar. Shebeinyan zeh shel kadesh atzmecha b'mutar, that in this concept of make yourself holy in that which is permitted, mitnahelet hamilchama ha'ikarit ben Yaakov le'Esav, that is the primary battle between Yaakov and Esav. Esav says, what's wrong? What does it say in the Bill of Rights? Pursuit of happiness. Every individual can pursue happiness. What does it say in our Bill of Rights? Every individual has obligations. He has to help someone else, and he can't just take life and live it to the fullest. There are other things we have to do in this world. So the primary battle between Yaakov and Esav is not about doing things that are prohibited. It's about taking what's permitted and sanctifying life. Do we live up life to the fullest in the material sense, or do we distance ourselves a little bit from the material world and live life up to the fullest in the spiritual sense? Bezeu umro, and that is what the verse says, V'rav ya'avod tsa'ir. The elder will be subservient, will be in service of the younger. Shelechora, at first glance, Mashayach avtacha sherav ya'avod tsa'ir. What does it make sense over here to have this promise that the older one will serve the younger one? Haynu sha'nitzachon yiyeh letzad ha'yetzer tov. What God was saying is that the victory ultimately will be with the desire for good. Hare yesh da adam bchira ben ra letov. Man has a bchira chofshit. God is telling her, you should know, the yetzer tov will win in the end. Ultimately, the desire for good will overcome. But we have free choice. Ela kamur. But this is like we said, shadvarim musavim al hakrav haikari, that God's words were pointed to the main battle, hamachriya im hayetzer hara, that's the battle that really wins the fight with the yetzer hara, shehu beinyan kadesh atzmecha b'mutar. The main battle, it's all going to be decided over, do we sanctify ourselves with that which is permitted דאם בענייני איסור מתירי האדם לעבור עליהם מפני העונש ומפני השכר, if it comes to things that are prohibited. I'm not going to a non-kosher restaurant. So there, a person's scared. He doesn't want to be punished. He wants to get good sachar. He wants to get good wages in the world to come. אבל אם יענה היתר, but when it comes to what's permitted, am I going to buy 10 candy bars with my money or not? Candy bars with a hechsher. So you have things that are mutar. הרי הם בלתי לשם לבדו. The only reason why a person doesn't is because he says, I want to be holy for Hashem. I don't want to be a person whose focus is the material world. ותכלית כל התורה והמצוות, and the essence of all of the Torah and mitzvot, we know this already, Moshe, he, what is the essence? ואהבת את השם אלוקיך, love Hashem your God, בכל לבבך, with your whole heart, ובכל נפשך and your whole soul, ובכל מועדיך and all of your money. שזהו מקור ושורש, that this is the source, the root in, of the concept of עניין קדש עצמך במותר, sanctify yourself with that which is mutar, שהוא שוקל מהו רצון השם, that when a person approaches something that's mutar, it's permitted, there's nothing wrong with my doing that. But I stop and I ask myself, is this what God wants? I know I could do it. There's no prohibition. There's no sin. But is this what God wants? וזהו תכלית התורה, and that is the essence of the Torah, that we live our lives not only in the fashion of what am I allowed to do and what am I prohibited from doing, but rather in the form of what does God want me to do. וזהו הכוח שרב יעבוד צעיר, and that is the force of the older serving the younger. ואם יהודי מקדש עצמו במותר, when the Jew sanctifies himself in that which is permitted, שזהו רק משום רצון השם, then he's only doing it because he wants to do what God wants. מובטח לו, then he is promised, שרב יעבוד צעיר, that the older will serve the younger, שהניצחון יהיה לצד היצר טוב, that his desire for good will overcome, והרע ייכנע אליו, and the desire for bad will become subservient to him. ונכלל בזה, and included in this is, דאף שלכאורה עדיף כוחו של יצר הרע, even though it would seem that the Yetzer Hara is stronger, דהו ראשון, he's the first one, he made it here first, he's master of the show, שמיד עם לידת האדם, directly when a person is born, לפתח חטאת רובץ, the sin is waiting there. אף על פי כן, nonetheless, ורב יעבוד צעיר, the older one will be subservient to the younger one. כוחו של הטוב הוא יותר חזק, the power of good is stronger, שהמלחמה היא אמנם קשה ביותר, the war is really very difficult, אבל הניצחון הסופי, but the ultimate victory הוא בידו של יהודי, will ultimately be in the hands of the Jew, שמקדש עצמו במותר, that if he sanctifies himself in that which is permitted, מכניע בזה את כוח הרע, with this he makes the strength for bad subservient, ומושרש בו מיום היוולדו. That המושרש בו מיום היוולדו, that power which is rooted from the day we are born. And if we want to understand this concept, here I'm adding, this is the end of this paragraph, when a child is born, he is egocentric. All he knows is when he's hungry, he cries. When he's bothered, he cries. All he knows is to ask, I want, I need. The first thing a child learns is I. And it takes time for a child to evolve out of that. And to an extent, we spend our life evolving out of that. Part of evolving out of that is recognizing that I'm not only living within the framework of mutar and asur, meaning most people live their lives focused on I. Now we live in a society and we want to be good members of society because, again, I want people to look positively at me. I want people to think positively about me. I want people to smile at me. I want people to say good things about me. So everything I do revolves around the I. Do I do what's wrong? No, I don't want people to speak badly about me. I mow my lawn on time. I pay my taxes. I pay my dues. I don't want people to say bad about me, but it's all about me. When I take the area that I'm not obligated, area that is mutalecha. I'm permitted to do this. I'm allowed to do this, and yet I go beyond the call of duty. I sanctify myself in the area that's beyond the call of duty. That's when I've evolved beyond the I. That's when I give more power to my desire for good, and that is where I empower it to overcome the desire for bad. Rav Dessler says the whole world is made up of two forces. One is taking and one is giving. And in every decision we have to decide, am I going to be a taker or a giver? And the essence of good and bad is, am I a taker or a giver in this world? So when I give, so to speak, beyond the call of duty, that's when I'm empowering the Yetzer HaTov, and that is the force that will ultimately be victorious in this world. Make sense? Yeah, you guys got it? Good.